prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we'll be performing the Blueprint Power Hour at our normally scheduled time. Then later in the show, we're going to talk about what can we learn from a healthy baby's microbiome. A lot is known about the adult microbiome, more and more, I should say, not a lot. We're just starting to skim the surface. But how does that differ from the microbiome of our gut when we are born? Does it change? Is it the same? Is it static? Does it influence what we become? It's going to be a very interesting discussion a little bit later in the show. Just a couple of reminders. First of all, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant, a very generous grant from All American Pharmaceuticals and their product line, All American EFX Sports. So please go to superhumanradio.com, click one of the many banner ads there to learn more about their products. Also, the Secret Word Contest is in full effect. This Friday, we will announce the winner, and the winner will receive the 5 Legacy of Iron books autographed by Brooks Kubik. This is a complete collection that is sure to become very valuable someday. And you just have to listen during the commercial breaks for the secret word. And when you hear it, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered to win. Who knows? It could be you.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Coach Rob, how you doing?
Great stuff right there. I'm doing fantastic, in large part because we've had a tremendous response to the Blueprint Army Super Sale.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I picked up a review this morning from Dan Sebiel. He says, he broke it down into a couple different parts here. He says, value, 10 out of 10. You get probably the best after-sale service ever when you buy this. He talks about the size of the vault and how much other stuff you get with. He said, you weren't kidding on the size of the vault. It's massive. He said, product effectiveness, 10 out of 10. One of your programs brought me from a 300 bench to 320 in 17 days. I think I know what he's talking about. There are so many behind that, I don't see my body getting used to them. And then overall, 10 out of 10. I can see myself doing blueprint cycles a year from now. And with your help, I'm finally seeing gains again. I don't think I ever signed up for a newsletter and had direct access to its author. Awesome feature. You know, notes like that do my heart good. And also, if you're registered on my list, you're going to be getting an invitation to a free online training event next week. If you're not, the way to go about that is to head on over to my website and claim your free copy of my new special report, The 3 Supplements Worth Buying. So more good things for good people at CoachRobRegish.com.
That's cool. Very, very cool. Yeah. You know what the Blueprint Bulletin reminds me of? Before the internet was really, really popular delivering information, there used to be a newsletter called The Bottom Line. Do you remember it?
I think, yeah. Now that you mention it, I do.
So The Bottom Line was a newsletter. It was probably 6 to 8 two-sided pages long. And what they did was they read everything of interest from different magazines, financial magazines, health magazines, science magazines, all sorts of stuff like that. And they just distilled it down to the stuff that you needed to know about the article. Now, obviously, they plugged the magazine where they got the information from. It's not like right. They were plagiarizing. But it kept you from having to read, you know, 36 magazines a month to get all this information.
Yeah.
And that's what the Blueprint Bulletin reminds me of. I know. Exactly.
Plus a whole bunch more. And the highest compliment that I get, I got it again this week. Reminds me of the old Muscle Media.
Yeah.
2000.
Very cool. Okay. So Let me get back to where I was a second ago. I'm sorry for being a little distracted today. No one knows the problems I deal with right before the show, except maybe Rob. Anyway, okay, so Ed Jablonski. I love that name, Jablonski. I've got tendonitis in my right elbow, and the pain varies between being a nuisance and being debilitating. I'm 44, been training for 15 years, and this is really limiting me. Please help.
Yeah, you know, tendonitis is something I'm familiar with, unfortunately. My problem doesn't sound as severe as yours, Ed, but I can certainly empathize. So let's talk about solutions. First up is your training. I think one of the things that you want to do is to switch to using a pronated or palms turned inward grip for as many pressing and pulling exercises as possible, because doing so naturally aligns the wrist, elbow, and shoulder, putting you in the strongest and safest, by the way, anatomical position. Examples there include barbell jammer presses, flat dumbbell, bench press, declines with the dumbbells, and dips. Those are favorites, as are push-ups with a closer grip. On your pulling movements, one-arm dumbbell or barbell rows are ideal, as are seated cable rows and chin-ups, either using a palms-up or pronated grip. And just worthy of note, bridging has helped me immensely with the elbow tightness.
Really?
You know what? I wish I could tell you why, but it just has. Post-workout, you want to spread some cocoa butter over your biceps and triceps of the affected arm. And then, with the smooth end of a butter knife, just gently run it over the biceps, triceps, and even your forearms. What you're going to feel is, it almost feels like train tracks versus the unafflicted arm, which is, comparatively speaking, smooth. So those train tracks are scar tissue, and your job is to smooth it out, break it up after every session. It's not a bad idea to try it pre-training, too. I've done both. And then finally, the herb Cissus quadrangularis is exceptional, in my opinion, for healing soft tissue injuries like this. Its name in Sanskrit means bonding, and it's been a part of Ayurvedic or Indian medicine for thousands of years. I can tell you this, it makes a world of difference for me when I'm taking it, and I know I'm not the only one. You can visit CoachRobRegish.com, and then Coach Rob Recommends, and you're going to find my preferred brand there at the lowest price, too. Good stuff.
Okay, so the next question comes from Scotty Cavallo. He says, thanks for answering my question a few weeks ago. Another question for you. What can I do to put another 1 inch on my arms? I've tried every arm specialization course around and nothing works. The tape measure won't budge. Any tips? I have some opinions about this, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? Much depends on your stage of development, training age, in other words. But I'll give you my take on this. First, realize that it takes a good 10 pounds of body weight to add another inch to your arms. Now, it would be nice if it came on just in the arms, but that's just not the case in most trainees. So know this, eating is big. You simply can't grow big guns, eating like a bird, right? Or even trying to keep your abs. If you're only a few years into training, you know, just stop it with the direct arm work. You don't need to specialize on anything yet, least of all arms. You still need to get big all over. What I'm telling you is this. You want big arms? Squat. That and a handful of pushing and pulling big compound movements give your arms plenty of stimulus. You also want to prioritize your triceps, not necessarily your biceps, because for the simple reason that it's two-thirds of your upper arm, three heads versus two. And forget curls. You know, they only work the muscle through one joint, typically the elbow. Instead, opt for palms up, close grip chins, which work the muscle from both the shoulder and elbow, origin to insertion. The squats stimulate growth all over, and knock-on growth from chin-ups is just the icing on the cake. You know, with respect to the arm specialization courses, they're out there, including mine. But quite honestly, I wouldn't bother with them until you've got, let's call it a solid decade under your belt. most of those courses, it's too much work. They overload the arms, in some cases for months, which leads to gross overtraining. So put it this way. I would say until you can bench 3, squat 4, deadlift 5, direct arm work should be out of the picture. Pour yourself into the big push and pull movements. Eat big, squat progressively. Your arms will grow. I guarantee it.
This is from somebody who never put a lot of effort into arm training. And I look like I haven't put a lot of effort into arm training. My triceps are big. My triceps are overpowering. My biceps. Have you ever seen Bas Rutten? I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. Bas Rutten. He's the MMA fighter of all time. Back in the day, he was amazing.
Yeah, I think so.
He has tiny little biceps. They look like the thickness of a rack of quarters. But those biceps are so lightning fast, it's unbelievable. When he pulls his arm back from a punch, it's like so fast.
Speed kills.
Okay, yes. And the guy's, he's won so much, so many MMA fights back in the day. I mean, he's retired now. But anyway, some of us just don't have the genetics to have big biceps, I've come to the conclusion. But you can circumvent that, those genetic components to a certain degree. Quite frankly, and I have to just gently, not disagree with you, but say, if you want your biceps to grow, you must train them often. Maybe not 8 hours in one day, maybe not even the 6 hours in one day that I did that added an inch to my puny little upper arms that Rob Regish did the Superhuman University course with, which it worked and it stuck. I still have the same size of my biceps from that. But what I took away from that is this. Overall, the biceps seem to succumb to the fascia keeps them small theory.
Yes.
And the only way to improve that is either to do a lot of volume throughout the week. It doesn't have to be the same day. Train your biceps every single day. Don't go crazy every single day, but do some curls, vary the exercises, do hammer curls, but do something at the end of every routine every single day to stretch the fascia, to allow those fibers to suck up fluid and get thicker and bigger. You'll see your biceps grow. You can't train, the biceps are like the forearms and the calves. They laugh at hard work. They're like, oh, give me more. I can take it. So you gotta give them more. You gotta do the volume. But I don't say, you know, there's a lot of guys out there, they have 6 and 8 hour workouts in a day. You can do that once or twice. Takes a long time to recover from it. But you can train your biceps every single day if you want big buys. And that's what I see. I see guys with big buys, they train their biceps all the time.
Yeah, see, I guess we're from different schools on that. My arms only started growing when I stopped training them. And it might be an ectomorph thing. Although it doesn't sound like either one of us were set up to have huge arms.
No, I wasn't. I don't have big biceps, and I'll never have those. You know, I'm jealous of guys with big biceps. I'll never have those kind of biceps. Whoa. What the hell? Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. You can see I'm really on my game today, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so that little do people know that I had a problem yesterday. We'll talk about it later. Let's take a break. We'll start from scratch. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court, so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I did it all for the nookie.
Come on, the nookie.
You could take that cookie, and I don't know if that's the edited version or not, so we'll just turn it down right now. Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour here on the Superhuman Radio Anything Can Happen Network. I swear I have ghosts in my computer, Rob.
Listen, you're not the only one. Between the both of us, I'm surprised we can pull a show.
Yeah, I know that we even have a show, right? That's pretty funny. But anyway, okay, the next question comes from Larry Fole. He says, I know I need to eat more, but it's hard to get that extra 1,000 calories I need. Food's expensive, and lugging it around everywhere is getting old. Any suggestions?
Yeah. Listen, nobody said this was going to be easy.
Thank you.
So quit your complaining.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right? I mean, there are other sports like golf, bowling, and darts with easier dietary requirements.
That's funny.
So I'd look into those. I'm sorry about that, but questions like this are all too common. You either man up and eat or you get out of the way. Now, for everyone that's still with me, there are some simple fixes to what Larry here is agonizing over. First and foremost, it's a lot easier to drink those 1,000 calories.
I was just going to say, get yourself a blender and a big thing of coconut oil.
Yeah. Any kind of fat. Heavy cream, right? 1 cup is 1,000 calories. I wouldn't start with that, but you get the picture. It makes it taste better, too. My favorite way to do this, though, is with nuts, olives, and liver tabs. And I picked this trick up from Vince Gironda, the liver tabs anyway. I got the nuts and olives somewhere else. So between every meal, you munch on some mixed nuts, olives, and those liver tabs. Here's your benchmark. You get 2 ounces of unsalted mixed nuts, 350 calories. 5 or 6 olives, there's 25, 30 calories. And 10 to 15 liver tabs, sometimes more. Eat that 3 times a day and presto. That's an extra 1,100 calories. You wouldn't think it, and it goes down pretty easy, too. The fats are almost universally good fats there. There's plenty of fiber, and the liver tabs are a near calorie-free source of nitrogen, amongst other things. Vince knew what he was doing. I've used this trick too many times to count, and each and every time I put on weight and good weight with it. In large part because fats plus proteins tend to burn fat, not deposit it. They nourish the body and they keep nitrogen retention up far longer, almost around the clock. So give that a shot. I think you'll be pleased.
And I'd like to add that if you read Alex Leaf's blog this morning, make those nuts almonds, because if you get 10 grams a day, you'll avoid heart disease.
Arginine, right?
No. It's the effect on HDL cholesterol and lipids.
Oh, good.
Yeah, make it almonds. That's all. All right, look. Chris Jarvis says, I'm confused on where to put my money. I'll send you my address, Chris. I'm 19 years old, been lifting for 4 years, and have hit a plateau. Just can't get any stronger in the big three lifts. I'm taking Stacker 2, curcumin and whey protein for supplements, but thinking about a test booster, NO2 product, or weight gainer, currently 200 pounds and shooting for 245, started at 165. Bravo. Lifts are 300-pound bench, 300-pound squat, and 405-pound deadlift. Those are all great lifts, man. I kind of feel like you just need to wait and grow into it, but let's see what Rob has to say. He says, what should I get, and what do you think of EpiGH?
Yeah,
at 20 years old, we could. If at 19 years old, you could bottle your blood and sell it as a test booster and a GH booster. How about that one?
It's very true, you know. And I'm going to be a little harsh here, but it's with the intent of helping him. So, you know, please don't take offense, Chris. This question illustrates everything that's wrong with the market, in my opinion. So let's break it down. He's been training for 4 years. So he's past the newbie gains, right? Then he hits a plateau. That's nothing new. Progress in lifting is rarely linear. Instead, it tends to come in spurts. So he starts reading bodybuilding.com or what have you, and it's pretty clear. The answer is in a bottle somewhere. You know, there's lip service given to training, but look at the numbers. 10 times the number of posts in the subsection of almost every board. So let me be very clear. There are no supplements that'll stimulate muscle growth. You got to do that. You've got to do it. You would know that, though, by reading the ads and the paid-for reviews. You don't need to be taking a fat burner like Stacker 2 while you're trying to gain. You don't need curcumin, assuming you don't have any injuries. And you sure as hell don't need a test or a GH booster at age 19. NO2 boosters are, in my opinion, most of them are laughable. But this EpiGH product is another good example. It's hormonal and SARM-based, neither of which you need. And I'd be shocked if he looked, you know, beyond the ad copy. Probably didn't know that it had a SARM in it, too. What you do need is to take that money and go to the grocery store, spend it on food, all right? Which brings me to the crux of the issue. If you also bought something like the Blueprint 2.0 or one of Brooks Kubik's books. It would answer every question that you have about gaining weight and then some. That nuts, olive oil, and liver tabs trick, that was one of about a dozen that I dropped in 2.0. And you know what? These books are one-time purchases, and they pay dividends for a lifetime. If you're not gaining, and Brooks will tell you this too, there's a reason for it. And these books have not just one, but a myriad of solutions. Right? They're going to put more muscle on you than any supplement on the market. And here's what's relevant about that, including mine. So I'll leave this in your hands, Chris. You may not like my answer, but I try really hard to shoot straight with people here. You know, you can do a lot better than trying new supplements and continuing to wing it in the gym.
Well, here's my two CCs. When's the last time you took a week off, Chris? You've got a 300-pound bench at 19 years old. I'd say you're really rocking it. You're doing fantastic. A 405-pound deadlift at 19 years old. You're doing great. So when's the last time you took a week off? Why don't you try that? If you haven't, now maybe you're saying, look, Carl, I've tried that. It doesn't work. Okay. Then if you have never taken a week off and eaten for the entire week like an animal, okay, and then come back from that and don't go right back to your 300-pound bench, it's like shifting gears. You got to start in a lower gear and work your way back up again. But why don't you try that to break a plateau? It's very counterintuitive. And if you have done that already and it's not working, then ride this plateau out. Use this to work on your form. Use this to add reps to your bench or to your deadlift or to your squat. Use this to learn how to really get comfortable with the weight at this period of time, because the plateau will go. Everybody who sticks to this and makes it a lifelong journey breaks the plateaus. What you do during the plateau will dictate whether or not you are a true physical culturist or just a guy who's meandering through the gym looking for unrealistic expectations. So take this plateau as your body telling you big things are going to happen. Be patient. In the meantime, enjoy the journey.
Yeah. Hang in there for that 300, 400, 500 club.
Yeah, you'll be there. You're doing great. You're 19 years old. God bless you. 19 years old. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got a question, I believe, from Greg Geldart, longtime listener of the Blueprint Power Hour. In the meantime, go check out CoachRobRegish.com. Are you still doing the Muscle Universities?
Yeah, we got a new episode coming up within the next couple of days.
There you go. So go check it out. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high-protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Greg Geldart has a question that actually is something I ponder most mornings at the gym. As I watch the many lifters walking around the gym doing movements that I don't think require a weight belt, but yet they walk around with one all the time anyway. I'm wondering if they just wear it to improve their V-taper. So he wants to know, what are your thoughts on a weight belt? I mean, a lot of people who don't compete, everyday folks, good idea, bad idea?
Boy, this really is an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, on so many levels.
You can look around any gym and see plenty of both these days. Meaning guys that wear belts all the time and those that don't. Personally, I went from a guy that wore one all the time for everything to today, I almost never wear it. There are advantages and disadvantages to each, so let's talk about it. Few are aware that a good weightlifting belt gives the abs something to push against. It's their primary function. So looking at most leather belts, you can see where the confusion starts.
Yeah, why is the thick part on the back?
Yeah, they're thicker in the back and narrower in the front.
Right.
Which, in my opinion, that's wrong from the start. If you look at any good powerlifting belt, like a lever belt, an Inser, or Elite FTS version, you're going to see a uniform thickness.
Yes.
And there's a reason for that. Now, as to if they're a good idea or a bad idea, a little of both. You know, a belt habitually worn acts as an artificial core, right? Your abs and lower back just don't strengthen up to the same degree as when you're not wearing it. On the other hand, I think a belt is a good idea during your heaviest lifts. Now, there are purists out there that disagree, but whatever side of the fence you're on, don't wear one all the time, right? And if you do wear one, at least make sure It's got that uniform thickness all the way around. And then finally, do everything possible to strengthen your natural belt, meaning your abs and lower back, because that's really what to focus on. It just makes good sense to build your own belt versus having to rely on some external object.
I had Mike Miller on the show, God, probably 7 years ago, 8 years ago, after he had squatted 12, 24, deadlifted 8, I think, and benched 8 in a meet.
Jeez.
And we talked about this. We talked about using a belt. And he said, you know, you should only be using the belt for your heaviest lifts. You should not be using it for all the other lifts. And he talked about using the belt the right way, just like you said. You put the belt on and you blow out with your gut against the belt. And that's how you know you're using it right.
I can vividly remember there was a power lifter out of meet who cinched up right before his first big squat. And it was one of those leather belts, but he turned it around, you know, where the thick part was pressing against the abs. And damned if he didn't, you know, skyrocket the lift.
Right.
But, you know, you need to be smart. Wear a belt only on your heaviest lifts. And when you do buy one, make sure, I would suggest a lever belt with that snap. Never have that thing come undone. And most important, uniform thickness all the way around.
Unless you're one of the guys at my gym who wants a V-taper but don't have it, so you use the belt to create a V-taper. Matt Rinaldi says, I bought the September Blueprint Special and have a few comments and questions. First, I've never seen so much information in one place. 3 years' worth of you and Carl is pure gold in the gym, and that's just for starters. The supplement info has saved me hundreds of dollars. And our phone consults in 30 minutes with you literally gave me the roadmap I needed to finally achieve my goals. It really helps to have some expert guidance, and I've been at this for 20 years. My question is, will there be a Blueprint 4.0 and when? I keep hearing that you're doing it, but nothing definite.
Yeah, Matt's an interesting cat. But first up, I want to thank him for his comments on the Blueprint Army September special. It's impossible for me to detail how much you get, you know, so for those interested, head on over to CoachRobRegish.com. What began as a simple book, The Blueprint, grew into three, four, you're going to be five of them. Then the monthly newsletter, audio and searchable text of over 100 hours of Blueprint Power Hours now, special reports, webinars, etc. It's not just me, okay? Because only so much can come out of one mind. You know, it's you, Carl. It's the best of Charles Staley, Poliquin, Brooks Cubic, 30 years of supplement research. I guess a 90% renewal rate speaks loudest. You know, all of those people contribute. And I give credit where credit's due. If they got something good, use it, but it's theirs. With respect to 4.0, I always said there was not going to be a 4.0 yet. What I have hit upon works so well for so many, I had to put this thing forth. Not something you can do in a newsletter, because it integrates a very unique loading strategy, a new diet, and this four-pronged supplement stack that I came up with. Now, just for all those wondering, the growth sups that I'm recommending, they're not mine. So understand, it's not limited to what I've formulated. They are so powerful, they are considered gray market. All right. The beauty of it is I detail how to go about this 100% legally, at least in the U.S., to get these absurd gains, like 400 milligrams of test sip a week, absurd. Now, that's a big claim, but I stand by my track record. The training template of 4.0 is probably going to be the first one out, likely next month. And there's also a diet and underground supplement guide that go along with it. I have no hesitation in saying you've never seen anything like this. The training alone is going to blow your mind. It's so intense, it can only be attempted infrequently, as there exists an inverse relationship between intensity and frequency. for the same reason nobody sprints for a mile. So I hope that helps, Matt.
We have a question. Let's see. Wait. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think Matt's was the last
question. Yeah, that was the last one. So the next thing is the blueprint tip of the day. How do you like that? Things worked out really good today. What's going on with your training? Just curious.
You know, I have been doing bodyweight exercises solo for the longest time. I have recently started to integrate some weight movements. So I got back to the hip belt squat yesterday. Whoa, what an eye-opener after being away from it for a long time. there's no other way to say it. I put an inch and a half back on right quick as soon as I start doing these.
Wow.
And yeah, that's muscle memory, but pistols are a fine exercise. In many respects, the best kind of squat you can do, one-legged squat. But that hip belt squat is something magic. And that's not to diss traditional high bar regular squats. They're fine too. But the risk-to-benefit trade-off there at age 45 anyway isn't to my liking. So the hip belt, the weight suspended in between your legs, I worked up to, I think, 300 for 5 sets of 5 yesterday. It was easy, but at the same time, I could feel it. I could really feel it.
Is it it's a much shorter movement than a traditional back squat, right? I mean, do you go down below parallel with, can you go down below parallel with the hip belt? Can you set it up?
Well, that's the beauty of it. You can set the hip belt to slightly above, at, or below parallel. And you will know with all certainty when you hit the ground with the weights that you have reached parallel. Now compare and contrast that with a traditional squat where we've all seen it. As the weights get heavier, the squats get higher.
Right.
And, you know, that's not an issue with the hip belt. Plus, if you have any issues with your back, or even if you don't and don't want to have any issues, you know, the hip belt's for you. I'm finally at a place where my lower back is good, and it's staying that way. And a big part of that is one-legged pistols, bodyweight squats, and hip belt squats.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day. What the hell is that? Sorry, wrong song. we're going to answer some questions, I guess, today. Thoughts on the economy, the supplement market, and the hand you should be playing. Don't forget during the commercial breaks to listen for the secret word. And if you hear it, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered to win the 5-book series, The Legacy of Iron series from Brooks Kubik. The only fiction, to my knowledge, written about physical culture in the world. Each book autographed by Brooks Kubik. We'll announce the winner this Friday when I do my live remote from Billings, Montana at All American Pharmaceuticals headquarters. So there's still time to get your name in there. So listen hard during the breaks. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. The blueprint tip of the day is upon us. Thoughts on the economy, the supplement market, and the hand you should be playing. What do you mean about that?
Well, what I mean by that is what to do given the economy and the state of the supplement market, because they're linked, although you wouldn't think about think it. There's a lot of talk coming out of Washington about how great the economy's doing. You know, they talk a lot about how many jobs have been added, how low unemployment is, et cetera, et cetera. It's all BS. That's just my opinion, but it's all BS. Every person I speak to is feeling it, right? Layoffs are still happening. Wages are stagnant, and everyone, it seems, is looking to tighten their belt. The worst part of this all is discretionary income is shrinking. So what money you do have, you got to be careful on what you spend it on. Now, let's talk about the state of the supplement market. I think that's even worse, to be honest with you. There hasn't been any widespread innovation since 2005. All I've seen in almost every case, there are exceptions, but they're dressed up basics and failed new ingredients, right? You saw a lot of pre-market hype on things like DAA, D-aspartic acid, HMB free acid, that was another one. You know, in some cases, on HMB free acid, I want to say the initial study showed 12 to 16 pounds of muscle in as many weeks, maybe more. You know, there are no reports anywhere of anyone gaining anything close to that amount of muscle. So look at it this way. After it was introduced as clear muscle, none of these lines picked it up, or at least very few. right, is the opposite of what you saw with creatine. Virtually every line today has creatine in it. Here's something else that's going on. It's interesting. The FDA recently sent a half a dozen warning letters to various bulk supplement retailers. And the crux of the issue in every letter was bulk caffeine, selling bulk caffeine. But if you read between the lines, it goes much deeper than that. What I'm saying is the new FDA regs make it all but impossible for some of these sub companies to sell bulk products. So, you know, I wouldn't go getting married to any of them because of the amount of money that these companies will have to spend on testing, documentation, retesting, and the paperwork makes it a losing proposition to be in business. So mark my words, you're going to see more and more of these companies going out of business. So what is a meathead to do? unless you're in the dedicated 6 to 8 week cutting, recomp, or growth phase, I think you need to cut it back to essentials only. And that means, you know, maybe a pre-workout and a recovery and a growth product. You know, three products. Not half a dozen or a dozen, just three. Anything else, and this goes for protein powder too, it's an unnecessary luxury. You know, you can and should get most of your protein anyway from Whole Foods. And how expensive has grocery shopping gotten, by the way? You can't get out of most of these stores with a week's worth of food costing less than $100. Now, that assumes you're eating high-quality food, but still. So recently, I crafted a special report, and it's up there for free today, speaking to this. And it talks about the three supplement categories worth spending money on. It'll help virtually anyone interested in looking and performing better. Because if you're not amplifying the stimulus for muscle growth, recovery, or growth, the three fundamentals, you're just playing. You're just playing, and it's an expensive game to play. Now, I realize this isn't great news, but we're in a very dangerous phase here because the amount of fluff outside of those basics is massive, and it takes you farther and farther away from what's really going to bust your plateau, which is what I was talking about earlier, Brooks Cubics' books being one good example. Keep it to those three categories and subs, and you really can't go wrong. You will save money, you will support smart training, and you're going to have more coin available, right, for these good diet and training strategies. It all gets back to the fundamentals. So if you invest more in one of those today, stay positive and wait. You can sit back and wait for the next supplement breakthrough. You know, don't be the guy that's piloting it for, you know, God knows how many people that are watching you, because it's your money. You know, this is, you need to stay positive and wait for the next big supplement breakthrough. Now, people expect the truth from me, even though sometimes it's not pretty. It's been, and think about this, it's been 10 years since they took pro-hormones away from us, at least the effective ones. 20 since creatine hit the market. And I wouldn't be surprised if it took another 20 for the next big thing to get here. I hope I'm wrong. I sincerely hope I'm wrong. But if you are dropping coin on things between the breakthroughs like pro-hormones and creatine, just sucking you dry. Just sucking you dry. Invest it somewhere else in a quality training and diet information. You'll have it for life.
And I think pre-workouts are misguided. I got to be honest with you.
Well, not every. It seems like everybody won't, or a lot of people anyway, they won't work out without a pre-workout.
But, and that's my point. So think about that. Think about that. So if you become so dependent on training with a pre-workout, then, you know, we hear people talking about functional muscle, functional strength. How functional is the strength that you display in the gym if you can't do it without your pre-workout?
Yeah. I mean, what
and
you know,
and
do?
I know a lot of people go, well, the pre-workout makes you train harder, so you overload more and you gain strength more. No, that's not true, because a lot of people feel washed out when they're not using their pre-workout. So then that means that not having your pre-workout makes you weaker than you would have been had you not used your pre-workout every day of the week.
It digs a deeper hole. It digs it, but because by allowing you to work harder, you dig a deeper hole insofar as recovery is concerned. So it takes you longer to recover that strength, get back to baseline, and then ultimately add the little bit of muscle that the body wants to if it encounters that stress in the future. So, yeah, you know, even pre-workouts I would look at and say, do I really need that?
Yeah, I really think pre-workouts are misguided. I had a guy ask me, you know, would you think about coming out with a pre-workout supplement? I said, no. It's just not something that I feel. First of all, the landscape is dotted with every type of pre-workout out there already. Stim, yeah. Non-stim, work, don't work. You know, some really exotic ones out there using nootropics to leverage mental focus. Hell, a good night's sleep and training without caffeine for about 3 weeks will give you the same results.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was my idea. I wanted to use some fairly exotic stuff, marrying nootropics to low-dose stims, which are needed as drivers, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, frankly, it gets back to what I was talking about before, the economy. The labs don't want to do it. Or they want minimum runs that are exorbitant. You know, there's no way the little guys like me can come up with massive sums of money to do it. So anyway, it's a long way of saying, take a look at my free report over on CoachRobRegish.com. Look at the three categories and then look at your cup boards. If it looks like you're running a GNC, it's time to get a handle on things.
Right.
You know, that's a good point. Put that money back in your pocket.
Good point. Good stuff, Rob. Good stuff.
Thanks.
And then we will be back on the air next Tuesday. People are sending questions, and I forwarded you one today. You can send questions in using the Superhuman Radio app if you do have the app on your iPhone or Android. Also, you can get questions to Rob at onair@superhumanradio.com, and they will be answered in a subsequent show. If you send me a question the day before the show airs, chances are it's not going to make it into that week's show. It probably won't make it until the next week's show because Rob already has his questions set up by then. So keep that in mind as far as timing goes, but feel free to send your questions in and Rob will answer them in a future show, I promise. Great stuff, Rob. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the microbiome of the healthy baby. Why is it important? You're going to find out in just a moment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the microbiome on the show for a long time. I actually think we've probably been talking about it longer than anyone else out in the media sphere out there. I can't even remember the first show that we did on it. It's got to be 5 years, maybe more. And every time we talk about it, it illustrates that it's possibly one of the most exciting emerging science areas that we can pay attention to, so much so that I've come to believe that our own evolution was to serve the microbes that we host more than the microbes just are riding along with us. And a lot is known about the microbes of rodents, because we see a lot of rodent studies, and even humans, but very little is known about the microbes of babies and children. And perhaps there's a lot to learn. And my next guest is Dr. Emily Hollister. How you doing, Dr. Hollister?
I'm great, thanks.
And we're going to talk about some things that perhaps will give us a peek into what we can learn about the microbes of healthy babies. So talk about your research. What questions were you trying to answer specifically with this recent research?
Yeah, so we recently published a paper in the Microbiome Journal where we examined the microbiome of healthy pre-adolescent school-age children and compared it to that of healthy adults. We're based at Baylor College of Medicine and Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, Texas, and we're really fortunate in that Baylor served as one of the recruitment sites for the Human Microbiome Project, and that was a project funded by the National Institutes of Health, where a large collaborative group of researchers got together to examine the microbiome at a variety of body sites in healthy adults. So we had this great, well-vetted collection of publicly available data for healthy adults. And at the same time, our group, including Dr. Jim Versalovic and a number of other people I collaborate with here at Baylor and Texas Children's, we're working on a project to study the gut microbiome in children. More specifically, their interest was actually dealing with irritable bowel syndrome and the degree to which there's a microbial connection to IBS.
Mm-hmm.
But we had this wonderful opportunity to take a look at what healthy means with respect to the microbiome in children. So although it wasn't exactly the original goal of the funded study, we had this fabulous reference data set. And so you're right. There's been all kinds of microbiome news and research published over the last, say, 5 to 10 years. But one of the areas where we're really lacking information is in that pediatric space. So being at a children's hospital, of course, we were very interested in helping to define that space. And so we took a look. There are some papers in the literature, but no one had really delved all that deeply into characterizing the healthy pediatric microbiome. So that was the big goal with our work, with our recently published paper.
Okay, so obviously when we talk about microbiome, the word diversity always comes up, and diversity plays into what microbes we believe are helpful and what microbes we believe are harmful. So when you look at these healthy babies, do you find the same level of diversity that we find in mature humans? And if so, what makes up their gut microbes versus adults?
Right. So when we look at the aging spectrum from infants through childhood and into adulthood, what we find is that diversity changes over time. A newborn's gut microbiome tends to be relatively simple, and it develops really rapidly over the first couple of years of life. In terms of acquiring potentially new microbes or different types of microbes, and that makes sense, you know, when you think about an infant's diet, going from something like early mother's milk or formula, a relatively nutrient-rich but you know, somewhat simple formulation to table foods and sort of the regular adult diet. And arguably, you know, some people's diets are more complex than others. But when you think about the variety of nutrients, fiber, protein, things that we ingest on a regular basis, there's a need for a fairly complex mixture of organisms to help us digest those things. So over time, we find that communities become more complex and typically more diverse. What we found was that when we focused on school-age children, so we're talking, say, 7 to 12 years old, we found that the diversity in their gut communities rivaled that of adults and was actually, depending on the metric you looked at, slightly more diverse than that, which was described in healthy adults from the Houston area.
Okay, so let's get down to, do you think that the homogeneity of the baby's diet, one of the things that I just thought of when you were saying this, so we know that microbes help us digest and assimilate. We also know that, for lack of better terms, their waste products influence health or disease of what they assimilate in our gut. So if a baby goes from breast milk, which is really what a baby should be eating, because there is microbes donated by the mother's breast milk that influence health, we know. If the baby goes from this homogeneous diet of just breast milk, and now the mom starts introducing, you know, strained peas and strained beef and all this stuff, where do the microbes that are going to be beneficial for the digestion of those new foreign foods arise in the gut?
That's a great question, and it's still something I think the scientific community is sorting out. As any parent will tell you, when you start introducing new foods,
Yeah.
The diapers change quite
a
lot.
I know.
So those new microbes can come from a variety of places. Certainly, as you said, mother's milk is a very common source for early microbes. But microbes get ingested on a regular basis from a variety of sources.
I know one of the sources. It's called a booger.
Well, that too. You can imagine dirty hands, pacifiers, sharing toys with the family pet.
Yes.
All sorts of places. And the foods that we ingest too. Certainly things like, you know, we think about probiotic enriched foods like yogurts, but certainly the surface of vegetables or uncooked fruits or vegetables, things along those lines. We believe that there are likely dietary sources for feeding the microbiome as well.
When a baby passes through the vaginal canal, it's said that some of the microbes start to seed the gut. But I have to imagine that the gut is like fresh dirt, you know, with no grass, no weeds, nothing is really growing on it. And that's the moment of opportunity to kind of seed the gut with good microbes. And it makes sense as you're saying this, because if a parent kisses a child, there could be a transference of microbes that would be beneficial to break down beef, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
So the environment then donates these microbes to this tabula rasa, if you will, this blank slate that is the baby's forming microbiome. So is this the only opportunity in our life to influence our microbes, or can we create opportunities in our life to kind of reseed the microbes? Do we get any answers from what we see in babies and then how their microbes change into adulthood that lends us to believe that, hey, you know, the way you kill your lawn and reseed it, you can do something about your gut as well?
So there are a lot of theories, and a lot of people are starting to investigate that. You know, we certainly know that antibiotic usage, and of course it varies by the type of antibiotic you use, will affect your microbiome, so you can knock it back for some amount of time, and some antibiotics are more broad spectrum, so they affect lots of your gut community and beyond your gut. And some are more narrow spectrum, and so they act more specifically. But regardless, we know that antibiotic usage can alter our microbial communities. Some of those drugs have long-lasting effects. Some of them are relatively short-lasting. And we find that, you know, in general, for a lot of the antibiotics that have been studied, and this is generally in healthy adults but also in animal models, we find that over time the microbiome tends to shift back to where it started. It doesn't always quite return to point zero, but it tends to shift in that direction. So that suggests that we can nudge our microbiome into a different direction. And the analogy of killing your lawn and reseeding it, it's actually a pretty good one. So we know that we can do it with drugs, for example.
Is someone doing the work to see which antibiotics work best for this and that, so that we can actually leverage some of these in an opportunity to push back this microbe and then introduce these microbes at the same time?
You know, that's a great question. It's not research that I'm currently aware of, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's ongoing and perhaps unpublished or just something I haven't quite seen yet in the literature. We know that, like I said, you can nudge the microbiome in one direction or another, and we know that dietary changes to some degree can do that as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some fascinating research that's come out of China, led by Liping Zhao's group, where they've employed some very specific dietary modifications. So moving toward, you know, very traditional Chinese diet, whole grains, whole foods, things along those lines, as well as the addition of some traditional Chinese medicines, compounds, things along those lines. And they've shown, and they typically do this in overweight individuals, either children or adults, they've shown incredibly drastic changes in the gut microbiome following this intervention. And at the same time, these people tend to lose weight, improve insulin resistance, improve their insulin resistance, show decreased levels of markers of inflammation. And so it suggests that, you know, certainly there's that prime opportunity in a young child for the microbiome to develop, but it suggests that over time, things like targeted interventions, either dietary, via drugs, may actually provide opportunities to redirect our microbiome. You can certainly go to a more extreme measure using something like a fecal microbiome transplant.
Right.
Which is common, well, I won't say commonly, but more commonly being employed for cases of Clostridium difficile infection and in other applications in the United States with an investigational new drug application from the FDA.
Yeah, and that's another area that's exciting, too, because while these fecal transplants are being used therapeutically for C. diff, for instance, there are unintended and sometimes beneficial side effects or effects of the, you know, where a person, I've heard some extreme cases where someone who suffered from alopecia, complete loss of hair on their body for like 30 years after a fecal transplant, started to grow hair. And so that's another area that's really exciting, which leads me to my next question when we come back from the break about the types of microbes we see in young children versus adults. We'll get a little bit deeper into that because I think that's a really another area that's exciting. Dr. Emily Hollister is joining us today. We're talking about really what we're talking about here is what can we learn from a healthy baby and a healthy child's gut microbes that perhaps will influence some of the directions we take our own gut microbes in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
But do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Emily Hollister about the gut microbiome of young children and babies. And this is really exciting to me because this is when the body is most apt to heal. It's in that trajectory of development, and it's really something that's lacking as we age. And we know that, and we'll get into this a little later in the show too, probably a little bit, but we know that they are influenced and influencers of hormonal milieus in the body, that is the microbes in our gut. So let's talk about what we find in a young child's gut microbe makeup and how it differs from what we find in adult microbes. We've talked about things like Bacteroidetes and Firmicutes and other discussions and how, I guess, if I remember correctly, Bacteroidetes seem to promote obesity and inflammation. Do we see the same variances in young children that we see in adults?
Actually, we do. So when you take a look at healthy children, and I'll say that the cohort we looked at didn't include a whole lot of necessarily underweight or overweight children. So we were looking at a pretty healthy group. We do see a range in the relative abundances of things like Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes, and if that's at the phylum level, which is a pretty high-level characterization of the gut community. But if we look at something like the genus or species level, we still see that trade-off between things like Clostridia and Bacteroides. And so that's common. It's been observed in a number of adult cohorts with that range. And some early mouse studies from like Peter Turnbaugh and Ruth Lay and others, they are very early on kind of coined this paradigm that community rich in Firmicutes tended to be one that maybe led toward obesity, and one rich in Bacteroides tended to promote leanness. And what we've found since then is that in some cases, that appears to be true. In others, it appears that there's this sort of normal gradient. And we see that in both adults and children. Mm-hmm. But when we compare adults versus children, what we find is that kids tend to have, on average, fewer bacteria belonging to the genus Bacteroides, or at the phylum level, Bacteroidetes, and greater numbers of bacteria belonging to the Firmicutes. And so when we break that down, what we find is that it's kids tend to be enriched in things like Faecalibacterium.
Which one?
Faecalibacterium.
Okay.
So Faecalibacterium prausnitzii is a fairly common gut microbe that generally is thought to be a beneficial organism. Mm-hmm. We also find that children tend to harbor greater abundances of things like Lechnos foraceae, the Rubinococcaceae. So one of the challenges we have in doing this work is that sometimes we're able to get a really good, solid identification on the things we're looking at. In other cases, we're kind of stuck with a closest relative identification.
So there's really, it's kind of like the cosmos, right? We see things and we're like, wow, we don't know what that is yet.
Exactly. And so basically the approach we're using is that we're taking community DNA from stool, extracting it, sequencing it, and then referencing those sequences back against archives of known bacteria. And so there's this great property in some of these bacterial genes where we can say, we know we haven't necessarily seen this specific bug before, but we've seen something very similar. And so that degree of similarity is generally a good indicator of relatedness.
Right.
We can say, it's not exactly this, but it's close.
Right.
So, exactly. That's very much where we are. There's been some really interesting research that came out of the Human Microbiome Project where they have this most wanted list. So basically they went through and characterized the gut or bacterial communities across the body from all these healthy individuals, 300 plus, from St. Louis and from Houston. And what they found was that there were a number of microbes that kept showing up over and over in the sequencing data. There were things that we hadn't necessarily, that science hadn't necessarily seen before, but they appeared to be frequent, or they appeared with commonly enough that the researchers decided that these were bugs of high importance.
Right.
Things that, you know, if we could grow these, if we could get our hands on them, we think we'd learn a lot about their importance in these communities.
What about the bifidobacterium? That's an important one because we hear about that even in our probiotic supplements, right? I mean, I use VSL number 3 and they have a bifido something in there as well.
Mm-hmm. I believe VSL3 actually has a couple of them.
Yeah, they've got eight non-competing, non-overlapping microbes in there. And really, it's in my humble opinion, it's the only probiotic worth taking. And I've said that before, and they're not a sponsor. So I'm
So they've got a couple of bifidobacteria in their formulation. But yeah, one of the other major differences that we found when we compared healthy kids to healthy adults was that kids tended to harbor greater amounts of bifidobacteria than adults do. And if you look at the aging spectrum more broadly, so kind of integrating over the literature, what we find is that there tend to be these trends of decreasing bifidobacteria over time as we age, increasing abundances of things like gamma or proteobacteria, increasing abundances of Clostridia, and so sort of a rise in potentially harmful, and let's take that with a grain of salt, bacteria, and a decline of some of the known beneficial organisms.
Do you think this is exclusively a result of aging, or do we have any evidence that this is a result of aging, or is this because we know diet influences this, or is this the result of the Western diet?
Probably a bit of both, and so you know when we look specifically, there was a great study out of Ireland a couple of years ago where they looked specifically at elderly individuals, and they looked at individuals who were considered relatively healthy, living in their own homes, living independently, versus those who were in short-term sort of hospital care, nursing home care, and those who were in long-term care. So you can kind of think about that as the spectrum of relative health. And what they found was that, you know, so this similar age range of individuals across this sort of spectrum of relative health, but they found that, you know, relative health influenced microbiome composition or vice versa. There's a connection there.
Right, right.
And they found that there was actually a very strong link with diet as well. So those who were living more independently were eating a greater variety of foods, potentially healthier foods, versus those who were, you know, receiving institutionalized care. And my mother's sister is a dietitian. She tells all kinds of stories and works in retirement homes and nursing homes, tells all kinds of stories about very picky eaters in her retirement communities. And so I think what they were finding is, like I said, those who were living in more independently had a greater variety in their diet versus those who were having their meals served to them and potentially just kind of picking at what tasted good on the plate. So yeah, absolutely. There does appear to be a dietary link as well as an aging link there.
And I want to take our break now. When we come back, I want to talk about the hormonal link, because one particular microbe that we talked about recently was L. reuteri.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to show some promise, at least in rodents, in changing the trajectory of aging. And we know that there's a hormonal link to oxytocin. And whether or not oxytocin influences it or it influences oxytocin is a different story. So let's try to talk a little bit about hormones when we come back from the other side and their role in the microbe discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore.
Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's officially the biggest. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Emily Hollister, and we're talking about the gut microbiome of young children and babies and what we can learn that maybe will influence our own health. And that's really the exciting part of this. So hormones influence microbe diversity, it appears. Do you think that part of the change that we see in young children and, let's say, post-pubescent children in the diversity of the microbes is inevitable because of sex steroids and so on and so forth?
That's a good question. I'm not sure if anyone's really done the cause and effect. Certainly we know that as children age into puberty and through, that their hormone levels do change. And we've seen that at least the microbial communities can change along with them. There's been some work looking at skin microbial communities, no surprise there that, you know, as skin gets oily and greasier as kids reach puberty, that the skin microbial communities might change. We've also seen at other body sites that it appears that the human microbe or the human microbiome does change along with puberty. And so we're finding, you know, there's some really fascinating connections between microbes and our brain and our hormones and a variety of body systems where, you know, I think until not long ago, we just sort of assumed that everything existed in relative isolation from one another. And we're finding that we're a far more connected system than we probably previously appreciated.
You know, we know that the microbes produce vitamins, especially B vitamins are produced by some of the microbes in our body. And I had a friend who adopted a child, and she overproduced vitamin B12, so much so that they did all sorts of research on her to make sure that she didn't have, like, I guess, any type of diseases or cancers or tumors or something like that. And they adopted this child from China, and she never had anything but infant formula. And she was pretty old at this point in time. I guess she was, like, maybe 3 years old or so. And she wouldn't, you know, she was kind of on the spectrum on top of everything else. And so she had food issues, you know, textural taste issues and stuff. So all they ever gave her was formula. And after reading some of your research, I started to wonder if an overabundance of microbes in her gut that perhaps produce some of the B vitamins may have been responsible for these ultra high levels of B12 running around in her body. Could these microbes, if they become so out of balance, actually start doing things like that?
That's a great question. It's certainly possible, though I, without knowing more about her case, I'm not sure I could actually say a whole lot more about it.
Right.
But we've certainly seen from animal studies where, especially when you remove a microbe from or remove microbes from the gut, either using germ-free animals, which are born basically via C-section and raised in sterile cages, they're more or less microbe-free, or utilizing antibiotics early in life, we see that the removal of bacteria from the body, especially mouse and rat models, produces some really wild effects.
Wow.
They produce, can immunocompromise or basically poorly functioning immune systems, behavioral changes. Mice and rats that are born germ-free and maintain that way tend to behave differently from those that have a conventional microbiome.
Mm.
And they tend to behave in sort of, the best sort of summary for it is riskier ways. So there's been some work out of Canada Hussein Foster, I believe, is the senior author on some of this work, where basically, and there's some recent work out of Ireland as well, where they've taken some of these animal models, again, sort of deprived the rice, mice and rats of microbes, and they found that they behave very differently, and in some cases, like I said, in riskier ways. So a typical behavior for a mouse is to sort of avoid open fields. You can imagine if you're a mouse out in the wild,
right.
You want to avoid being captured by a bird or a hawk, something
right.
like that. So you avoid open spaces and you avoid the light and kind of creep along the edges of the cage. So they have behavioral tests where they look at how frequently a mouse is willing to explore the sort of exposed areas of an environment versus the ones that are safer. And they find that the germ-free mice tend to be riskier. They're happy to stand out in the open and expose themselves longer. And they find that, too, that there appears to be sort of a critical window. So if you introduce microbes early enough, that behavior can be corrected or sort of normalized, if you will. But if you get past that window, it seems to be fairly fixed. Similarly, this group out of Ireland used antibiotics. So instead of raising germ-free animals, they exposed their animals to antibiotics early on at kind of continuous chronic levels. And they found that there was sort of similar behavior, that the sort of riskier, slower to learn, taking more time to explore an
wow.
environment behavior was repeated in those mice or rats.
Did they observe changes in certain neural hormones that could help us understand maybe these higher dopaminergic production or anything like that?
You know, I believe they did, but I can't remember which the ones they
Because exactly. I'm convinced that, and I've said this on previous shows, and I'm sure it gets chuckles, but, you know, our microbes eat the food we eat, and for lack of better terms, their poop either is inconsequential to our health status or affects our health status. And I often wonder if sometimes without them there to break down certain components of food, if we aren't becoming intoxicated by the byproducts of the foods we eat without their involvement.
Well, we certainly know that metabolites and breakdown products from our microbes benefit our gut health. Things like butyrate, for example, so the short-chain fatty acid butyrate or butyric acid is an essential nutrient, an essential fuel source for epithelial cells of your GI tract.
Right.
We know that we're learning that some of these other breakdown products, for example, some amino acids, have neurological effects, and so they tend to be they're signaling compounds that kind of reach out through the body.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about before the break, Lactobacillus reuteri. There's been some really interesting research with Lactobacillus reuteri and various strains of L. reuteri and their probiotic functions. And we know that some strains of L. reuteri can influence our immune system and
beneficially.
Generally. Working through the immune system, T helper cells, things along those lines to reduce inflammation. I'm trying to think of some of the other. There are multiple mechanisms. Jennifer Spindler published a paper last year, it was last year, where she looked at multiple strains of Lactobacillus reuteri and how strain level variation affected probiotic functions.
We're going to take a break, and since you said the word inflammation, ding, 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 you win the prize. I want to talk about inflammation when we come back in the microbes and what we see in young children and babies. This is a really critical discussion now. So we're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Dr. Hollister on the other side. Stay tuned.
Right. dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Emily Hollister about the microbiome. I love talking about the microbiome because for some reason I keep thinking that when we learn more and more about it, that we'll be able to deal with a larger variety of diseases with different options that we don't have currently. Maybe even discover the true etiology of some diseases. And inflammation is always discussed when we discuss diseases like cancer. So it appears from your research that as we age, we tend to increase the number of or quantity of pro-inflammatory microbes. But when we're babies and young children, we don't. Can you explain the difference, the types of microbes that promote inflammation versus don't? And is there anything we can do to tilt the odds in our favor as we age?
That's a great question. So what we find is that, you know, as you said, the bacterial communities in infants and children do differ from those that we find in adults, young adults and older adults. And what we find is if we look across the aging spectrum, there are some taxa, some bacteria, that tend to be commonly either enriched or depleted. As we've discussed, we find that things like Faecalibacterium, Bifidobacterium tend to be more abundant in younger kids. They also tend to be more abundant in sort of healthier adults. As we move across that spectrum, we find that to some degree, the members of the genus Bacteroides do increase in their relative abundance. And, you know, the Bacteroides genus is one that's huge. It's really variable. And so there are certainly some Bacteroides that are considered beneficial or at least not harmful. And then there are others that have been linked to infections, metabolic disease, and inflammation. So there's a mixed bag there. We also find that there, typically as we age, as humans age, we tend to accumulate more more bacteria like E. coli or other proteobacteria. And proteobacteria is a large phylum that contains a number of known pathogens. So we tend to accumulate, or at least the literature suggests, we tend to accumulate more pathogens as we age. So again, kind of increasing the potential for inflammation. So in addition to types of bacteria, we also find that the genes that they carry in their genomes change over time, or not so much their genomes change over time, but the types of genes that we're carrying along with us in our microbial genome, if you will, our metagenome, also change over time. So we find that children and infants tend to be really good, or their bacterial communities tend to be really good at producing, or have the potential, I should say, to produce larger quantities of B vitamins, including B6 and B12, tend to also have greater potential for methane metabolism. Mm. And these are things that have been described in the literature as being potentially health benefits. In contrast, we look at the things that are more abundant in adults and those who are more prone toward inflammation. We see genes genes involved in lipopolysaccharide biosynthesis. Mm-hmm. So typically the types of bacteria that produce a lipopolysaccharide outer membrane tend to be those that are involved in inflammation. Flagellar biosynthesis, so the flagellum on a bacterium, a lot of known pathogens will produce a flagellum. But we also see things like the tricarboxylic acid cycle, the Krebs cycle,
right,
and oxidative phosphorylation. And those tend to be signals that suggest that the microbes are dealing, they're certainly key for living, but they also tend to be key indicators that the microbes are dealing with a stressful environment, potentially one that has already been inflamed or is prone to inflammation.
Right. So we know now that diet influences microbial diversity. Is it simple enough to say, you know, if we start to leverage diets that favor the healthy or the friendly microbes and that don't favor the unfriendly microbes, that alone could be a therapeutic approach to shifting this pro-inflammatory environment? Or do we have to be more aggressive with something like we talked about before, going after these pathogens with known antibiotics that work exclusively on them and then immediately coming back and reseeding the gut with things that perhaps it could be? You know, I know there's a scientist working on taking the things that work out of fecal transplant and removing the feces, and now you'll be able to take a enterically coated capsule and get some of the same results that's coming in the future. I actually interviewed somebody who was either working on that team or not several months ago. But the do you think that diet alone could be therapeutic, or do we have to go after this? No, we've got to use interventions to change the outcome here.
So I think there's evidence to suggest that diet alone can be therapeutic. But I say that with the thought in mind that some of these dietary interventions are often quite extreme. or at least big shifts from where someone started. So if you consider your typical American diet or you know, in the case of the some of this research that's come out of China, this sort of westernized Chinese diet, when you start from there and then consider this drastic, for some people it would be a very drastic shift toward whole grains, vegetables, lean protein, that, you know, for some would be a drastic intervention, but it suggests that we can shift the microbiome. There was some really interesting research that came out of Lawrence David's group, or from Lawrence David, who's now at Duke, who showed that with dramatic shifts in diet, you could rapidly and reproducibly shift the microbiome composition. So we're talking about high-fat, high-protein diet, you know, and then 24 hours later shifting to a low-fat, high-carb type diet. And his group was able to show that you could shift the microbiome very rapidly. I think the key, though, is the ability to stick on that intervention. And it's maybe not a magic pill to just go on a diet for a week, but sort of adopt that life approach.
Right.
The sort of lifetime commitment to maybe better eating and feeding your microbiome as well as yourself. You know, when you talk about interventions like fecal microbiome transplant or the defined microbe cocktails that people are working toward to avoid having to do whole FMT, I think it's sort of defining the scope of the problem. Is it a chronic, or is it an immediate acute need, or is it something that we'd like to be able to shift quickly, but would be okay if we're treated on a slower course.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if there's a rescue event, like somebody who is C. diff, and they're literally going to die from dehydration, from diarrhea, and all the complications of C. diff, you know, you've got to rescue them. You've got to do something really big and really heroic to pull them out of the precipices of death. But somebody who just has, you know, problems, and we're going, hey, you know, if you change your diet, you change your microbes, and you'll be better in a few months. Yeah, I could see that. One last question. You know, we've done shows, and I have no agenda here. Okay, I want to preface that we've done shows about some of the chemicals that are used in and on our foods today, and many of them, when you review the patents, they say right in the patent that they have antimicrobial or antibacterial benefits, activities. Okay, some of them are even considered low dose antibiotics, and they're sprayed on foods regularly. What do these, the introduction of these chemicals in our diet, what role are they playing with some of the microbiome dysfunction we're seeing in today's population?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it may be difficult to disentangle the prevalence of antimicrobial substances in our diet and on our clothing and hand soap and everything else versus our regular, fairly common usage of antimicrobials in the clinic. Certainly, you hear stories about parents who want an antibiotic for every cough, sniffle, and ear ache. And in some cases, they're justified. In some cases, it's just something to placate. So I think, you know, we certainly, at least anecdotally, have heard stories about the rise in use of antibiotics in our culture. So I think the two are difficult to disentangle, but I do know that there are research groups actively looking at ingestion of antimicrobial compounds, things that we would normally encounter in our daily lives. For example, some toothpaste have triclosan in them.
Yeah, well, never mind. You know what had triclosan, and I don't know if it's still in there now, but we did this show about a year and a half ago. Fruit Loops.
Really?
Fruit Loops had triclosan.
I had no idea.
And when I was in Mexico not too long ago, the mouthwash had in big red letters, con triclosan, like it was something wonderful. Oh, yeah, I want to put that in my mouth and gargle with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. So I think that, like I said, based on some of the initial research that I've seen where groups are looking at sort of low-dose continuous exposure, it does appear that there may be an effect there.
Yeah.
And so I think one of the lessons we're learning and will continue to benefit from as microbiome science research continues is just what those effects are and you know, how extreme they are. It may be, yeah, we just don't know yet.
Yeah, but I tend to err on the side of caution. I try to eliminate it. You know, I know that, you know, in a laboratory, there's a benefit to creating an aseptic environment and the things that we use to do that. I mean, I'm even questioning alcohol consumption at this 57 years of my life and thinking, you know, doctors are saying, oh, wine is good. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. We use alcohol to swab things and create an aseptic environment. Why do I want to pour alcohol on the microbes in my gut? I'm starting to rethink that. I mean, I haven't had alcohol in months because I'm like, you know, I want to be healthy. I don't need the buzz anymore. I'm okay, you know?
Yeah. So there is a difference there, I think, in terms of dose. So your typical wine is, say, maybe 10-ish percent alcohol by volume.
Right.
But what we use in the laboratory is, say, 70%.
Right.
So there is a difference there. But, yeah, absolutely. I think that...
But we don't know what the hormetic effects on bad microbes in our gut are of just kind of poking them every now and then and going, I'm not going to kill you. I'm just going to make you a little stronger. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I think everything in moderation is probably a good way to go.
Yeah.
But certainly, like you said, it's probably best to err on the side of reducing unnecessary antimicrobial exposure where we can.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Listen, it's been great having you on the show, and I think we really learned a lot. What I've learned is I want to become a baby again. So that's it. And I want to start. I want to do this. I want to do over. Wouldn't it be great if life had a do over?
I want to
do it over. Okay, what age do you want to go back to? I'd like to go back to 21. That's all. There you go.
Listen, yeah, I think I'd skip high school.
Thank you. So yeah, skip high school. High school was, I was very awkward in high school. I don't want to go back to high school. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's been really fun.
Thanks so much for the invitation. I really enjoyed it.
Take care. All right, so we are going to say goodbye today, and thank you for listening to the Blueprint Power Hour for the first hour. Don't forget to check out CoachRobRegish.com, listen to the commercial breaks, and email the secret word into onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered to win the complete collection of Legacy of Iron books autographed by Brooks Kubik himself. Don't forget to check out All American Pharmaceuticals, All American EFX Sports products on superhumanradio.com. And, of course, take care of your microbiome. And thank you to Dr. Hollister for coming on and talking to us about this. Fascinating. And you know what? Years from now, understanding and unlocking the microbiome to enhance health and longevity is probably going to be just something that we do. And unfortunately, we have to learn about it now so future generations can benefit from it. Thank you for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day.